Minnesota News Network, good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The slaying of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and shooting of Senator John Hoffman have Minnesota in the national spotlight for the wrong reason. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Cheer says, we've had turbulent times since the early years of statehood.
The depression of the 1930s, a lot of labor strife then, the big demonstrations in the 1960s and early 70s. But Minnesota has never had an assassination like this in its state history. This is remarkable.
Scheer says it has not been a good 5 years for Minnesota, going back to the police killing of George Floyd and riots in Minneapolis. Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith is paying tribute to fallen DFL House Speaker Melissa Hortman. Damith says even though they are on the opposite sides of the political aisle,
I have great respect for how she led the chamber and her caucus. She was incredibly wise with political savvy, not always to my benefit, and that is okay, but just incredibly wise, very much cared about Minnesota and did what she felt was best for the state.
Damith remembers meeting Hortman for the first time in 2019, and right from the start, she says Hortman wanted to build a relationship between the two lawmakers. Minnesota Democrats are firing back after a Republican lawmaker shared what they're calling a dangerous and disrespectful lie. DFL leaders are condemning GOP Representative Dwayne Quam of Byron, who falsely claimed that the wife of accused shooter Vance Belter once interned for Governor Walz. Minnesota DFL says that claim has already been debunked. Chair Richard Carlbaum said in a statement, no one who is using the murder of Melissa Hortman to spread this heinous lie belongs anywhere near the Minnesota legislature. And the Minnesota Twins open a 3-game series tonight in Cincinnati. Officials at the National Weather Service say they received a handful of tornado reports during Monday's severe storms. Meteorologist Melissa Dye says several of the reports in south central Minnesota were the same tornado.
Most of the reports we got were out of Nicollet County and then again in Blue Earth County, so on the other side of Mankato. And then way up in northern Todd County, south of Wadena, we had tornado report up there as well.
Todd County authorities say the roof was blown off a barn near Bertha. Dye says there were reports of funnel clouds and rotating wall clouds in Carver and McLeod counties, but no tornadoes touched down. And the Minnesota Lynx go for their 11th win of the season tonight against the Las Vegas Aces at Target Center. The Lynx improved to 10-1 with a 101-78 win over the LA Sparks on Saturday. Nafisia Collier led Minnesota with 32 points. The 5-5 Aces are coming off a home loss to Phoenix. This is MNN.